I think one of the concerns that the speaker brought up was just to make sure that we had the guardrails in place, that we are holding people accountable, that we're, you know, we're funding the things that we should be funding, that we're talking about what are they supposed to be providing, and does that need to change? Do we need to take a look at that? Should we have a built-in review annually to make sure that the core requirements that we're funding are the appropriate ones? Are there things that we can do better to streamline and bring more efficacy into the process? You know, one of the things with the mental health regions and the adult mental health reform was the access centers. And I think the legislation said we should have at least 6 in the state, and I think we're up to 4 right now, so that's been a really positive move forward. It helps provide treatment to individuals and help with the, make sure that they have the wraparound support that they need, and it keeps them out of the jails. And so, again, that's a, just a real win-win for everybody.